So today on the Seven Figures podcast, gosh, this guy is awesome. And he's been on the Seven Figures podcast before. Mike McNamara, he is the CEO and founder of Talent Boulevard. But he, what his job is, like, he's the guy, Scotty, we were talking about it before. He represents, like, the national TV people.
Oh.
That he wouldn't disclose who they were.
Oh, like say, let's hypothetically, Michael Strahan's looking for a new gig. And he would coach him?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's all about how to master and win jobs with the resume and the job interview itself.
Huh.
Which, if I had to write a resume today, I would have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
It has changed a lot.
Yes.
So he guides us into that. But we were talking about the job interview and how to shake someone's hand.
Okay.
There is a right and a wrong way to do it.
I'm trying to think of how I shake hands. I have a firm grip. I shake. I always like to.
What do you do with your other hand? Because apparently I'm doing the handshake wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I totally thought I was owning the handshake. And this is our topic in Generations today. 222-2899. Your advice, your opinion, wisdom. But when you go in for that job interview or with anybody that I meet for the first time, I will shake your hand firmly, right? What they say.
Right.
But my other hand, my free hand, I will lay it on their hand. So it's like almost like the two-handed handshake.
Oh.
I thought that was endearing. I thought that was like, I'm going to pull you in and I'm close to you and I'm connecting with you. And he said, he just flat out said, no, don't do that anymore, Sandy.
I've seen you do that.
I do that all the time. That's how I shake hands.
I've gone to, when I shake hands, now it's not conscious anymore because I've shake a lot of hands. Yeah. But I'll go in and I'll make sure that that crux of my thumb, right between my thumb and my wrist, I get right tight and I get right in tight like that. And then my other four fingers, I squeeze from my index, middle, ring, pinky. I'll go like that.
Okay. So it was you. I knew somebody told me about that and I asked him about that, that whole that skin part to the skin part.
Yeah.
You'll have to listen to the podcast to see if that's...
Me?
No.
You suck.
I'm going to tease you. To see if that's right or wrong. But you may have to make adjustments to your handshake too,
really?
Scotty.
Okay.
So the Seven Figures Podcast, Smart Money Strategies for Women, is on the freeradio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts. But in Generations Now, 222-2899, based on your age, advice for that job interview, especially when it comes to the handshake.
Yeah, I'm curious. You think it's different from different generations?
I think that the older you are, the more job interviews you've been on. Mm. So you probably have more advice.
It's funny because, like, you'd think, though, if you're younger, like millennial or Gen X, they're changing jobs more often than the older generations.
You know what?
My mom was a teacher once. Never had to interview after, you know, becoming a teacher again.
That's a really good point. You're right. Probably you guys who are younger, you probably have the advice for us.
I mean,
that's
a
very good point.
Like my brother-in-law, he's had a lot of jobs. It's not that he couldn't keep it, but he's climbing the ladder. He's doing this. My wife has had, my God, in the 10 years that I've known her, almost five jobs.
Really?
And her last job she's had for the last 5 years. But she did it to climb the ladder, to go up. It's not within the same company, but just to zigzag, you know, her way up into, you know, a better position.
So if you have any advice, 222-2899 for the job interview, specifically the handshake, how do you go in for the handshake?
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Very firmly.
Yeah.
Give them a good handshake because that shows power.
And confidence.
Look them in the eye.
Right. Look them in the eye and give them a great handshake, because if it's weak, then it just doesn't show that you're, like, worth it. I'm here for this interview, and I'm worth it.
Nice.
Is there anything else, any other advice in Generations based on your age, what you would give somebody going in for that job interview?
Sell yourself. Sell every attribute that you have, and don't show any weaknesses, because you've got to be able to show them you can learn anything, and you are there to win that job.
What's your age?
I am 56.
You've got
it
down.
And I've been through quite a few interviews, and I love you guys in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
My brother who passed away from cancer, that was his favorite band in the whole world. That's why I said I got to try for these tickets.
Oh, for Journey and Pretenders?
Absolutely. Oh. He was a Journey lover, and every time I hear Journey, I look up at the sky and I cry.
Oh, no.
You know,
but next time.
You know what?
Yeah.
I just happened to have a pair fall out of the sky. That must have been from your brother. I'll give you a pair.
Oh, you guys, I love you.
I love you, too. Hold the line. Let me get you hooked up, all right?
Okay.
What's your generation?
I'm 21. I have no idea what my generation is, but okay. I feel like I'm in the wrong one.
Yeah, that's right. Your age is, yeah, you're something.
First, how many jobs have you had at your young
age? So I have had 2 jobs total, being 21.
Okay.
Okay, and the handshake?
The handshake, just like Scotty, nice, firm grip, not playing around. I'm here for business. I'm not here to mess around.
But you're not there to pull their arm off, though, right?
Oh, no, I'm not. Dislocating their arm. No, right. Nothing crazy like that.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, though? When you go in for the handshake with a woman, you have to be sure you
loosen
up that grip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Be a little gentler, but not too much gentler. You still want to show that you're in business, you're looking to get this job, and you're very active, I should say, in getting this position.
And eye contact, how important is that?
Oh, 100%. Need eye contact.
With the handshake.
Yes, 100%.
You said you're so young, yet you know how to do this. I guess you're very.
Well, to be fair, I still go to. I'm going to college right now, and there's just a ton of workshops, and I went to one, and that's where I get 90% of what I'm referring to you guys. That's where I get it all from.
That's awesome.
Is this something that sounded like obvious to you, or were there any surprises along the way?
No, it was pretty much common sense for the whole thing. It was just shake your hand, smile if you feel like you want to. You don't have to. It's not mandatory. But, yeah, just basically firm handshake, maintain eye contact for pretty much the whole thing, but don't be weird about it.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, the two-handed handshake is weird. I went weird about it.
Yeah. What did he say about the you shake with one hand?
Too much. He just said flat out, no, don't do that anymore, Sandy. That's all he said.
Yeah, the two-handed handshake for me is just way too much. I would never ever under any circumstances do that.
he said that would some people would think, where is this leading to? Because I'm like, I'll go in for the hug too.
Yeah.
I really want this job.
That's wild. Oh god. Then you pick them up and cradle them like a baby. What's your focus? What's your career? What are you going into?
Me personally, I want to be a DEC officer. Right now, I'm in a criminal justice major at Brockport University.
Very good.
And with a environmental science minor.
Awesome.
Focus.
Sandy's, well, good luck to you.
Sandy's alma mater. You're in a good place.
Perfect.
Thanks, man. Good luck in your career
stuff.
All right, buddy boy. Thanks.
Thanks for
being on Generations.
No problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.